Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and we're ready to start.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Let's talk about something new today. Today's topic is technology.
And our title is, Which Computer Should I Get? Which computer should I get? So, Peter, what do you use more? Your computer or your smartphone?
Well, for work, I use my computer. But for everything else, I use a smartphone.
This is a great topic to talk about. So let's begin. Here's Peter with our read-it.
Susie loves her tablet. It is easy to carry. But James doesn't use one. He uses his smartphone and his computer. James thinks Susie could get a laptop instead of a tablet. Both of them could fit into her bag. Linda's laptop broke, but she won't repair it. She wants a desktop computer. Her laptop's battery was terrible, and desktop computers always have power.
We all use things like our smartphones and computers all the time, and so do our friends.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you use your computer or smartphone more?
That's hard to say. I use my phone to talk to my friends and to take pictures, and I use my computer for work. I would have to say I use both quite often.
Well, then today will be very useful. Friends, let's look at those key words and get started. Here's teacher Christina.
Hello, 我们今天会讲到很多的电子产品。首先 Susie 说她很喜欢自己的平板电脑 tablet, 因为她携带方便。Susie loves her tablet. 不过 James 只需要用智慧型手机就够了。万一觉得荧幕不够大，他会直接去用电脑。He uses his smartphone and his computer. 电脑就是 computer. James 是觉得与其用平板，不如买一台笔记型电脑。James thinks Susie could get a laptop. 名词 laptop 就是笔记型电脑。Linda 说她的笔电坏掉了，可是她不想修理，她想直接换新的电脑。She doesn't want to repair it. 动词 repair 就是修理。只是 Linda 不想再用笔电了，因为她觉得笔电的电池不够持久。用桌上型电脑的话，就不必担心电力的问题了。名词电力可以用 power. Desktop computers always have power.
I love my tablet. James, do you own a tablet?
No, I don't need one. I just use my smartphone.
But smartphones aren't big enough for some things.
True, but then I use my computer.
But I can carry my tablet with me.
You could get a laptop instead of a tablet.
Both of them could fit into my bag.
Susie and James are in the office. They are talking about tablets. Peter, do you have a tablet?
Yes, I do. This is my tablet. I can download a lot of apps and games and puzzles. I can also take pictures and videos with it, too. Marie, do you own a tablet?
No, I don't need one. But I do need to see Rebecca so she can tell us more about this.Hi, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I'm so glad to see you today. Well, yes, it's that time when you get to learn a new grammar point. You're going to learn how to use the word one at the end of a sentence. For example, I really want one, or I don't use one. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So, Marie, you don't need a tablet? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I don't need one. I don't want one. So, I don't have one.
Well, why not?
Well, because I just use my smartphone, just like James. I don't want to spend money on something if I don't really need to. Plus, my smartphone can do everything and anything.
Yeah, but like Susie said, smartphones aren't big enough for some things. And I think Christina would agree with us. Let's join her now. She will tell us more about this word, enough.
手机要看某些东西，荧幕有时候不够大。Smartphones aren't big enough for some things. 我们来学 enough 这个字，它是足够的意思。在这个句子里，它是副词，用来修饰形容词 not big enough， 不够大。请留意它当副词的时候必须放在形容词或者是动词后面。你可以说 He is old enough to make the decision. 他已经够大可以做决定了。或者 They didn't run fast enough. 他们跑得不够快。所以当副词的时候要放在修饰的字后面。
Thanks, Christina. Marie, smartphones aren't big enough for some things.You need something a little bit bigger.
You're right. And I do have something bigger. I have my computer. I use it all the time, every day.
Well, what do you use it for?
Well, I use my computer to type my work. I also use it to email and chat with my friends. It's right on my desk in the office. I also have one at home, too.
I'm glad to hear that. James also uses his computer, but he can't carry it around. But you can carry a tablet around. That's pretty convenient.
Yeah, James has an idea. Maybe Susie can get a laptop instead of a tablet. Peter, you have a laptop, right?
Sure, yes, I do. A laptop is like a small computer.You can carry it in a bag. If you go to cafes or the library, you can see people using them there.
Yeah, I've seen people using laptops on airplanes too. Many people travel for business, and they can't work without a laptop.
Well, I am always carrying my laptop in my backpack, and Susie can fit it in her bag too. Friends,What do you use the most? A tablet, a computer, or your smartphone? Talk to a friend about it.
Well, maybe you can talk about it right now because it's time for us to take a short break, right?
Yes, that's right. Friends, don't go away. We'll be back right after this. See you soon.
So, Peter, I have a question for you. How many hours a day do you spend on your computer, laptop, and smartphone?
Oh, wow, that's a big question. Well, sometimes I spend all day on my computer and my cell phone. Other days, I try not to do that as much. But I watch the news and I work on my computer, so there is quite a lot to do.
That's great. All right, friends, well, let's continue. Let's watch Conversation B together. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm a little upset.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
My laptop broke this morning.
Oh, dear. Will you repair it or get a new one?
I want a new one.But I actually want a desktop computer.
Why?
Well, my laptop's battery didn't last very long, and desktop computers always have power.
Taylor and Linda are talking in the Jungle Cafe, but Linda doesn't look so happy.
No, she doesn't. She's a little upset.
I'm a little upset.
What? You too? Why?
No. I'm a little upset. That's today's
calendar phrase.
I'm a little upset.
I'm a little upset.
我有点不开心。
Hey, how are you?
I'm a little upset.
You look angry.
Yes, I'm a little upset.
You sound angry.
Yes, I'm a little upset.
Why are you upset?
You're sitting on my hat.
Oops. Sorry.
I'm a little upset.
I'm a little upset.
我有点不开心。
That was a very useful calendar phrase. So, Linda is a little upset. I wonder why. What's wrong?
Well, she is upset because her laptop broke this morning.
Oh no, that's not good. Will she repair it or get a new one? Hey, maybe Christina knows. Here she is to tell us more about this question.
Taylor 问 Linda 是要修理笔电还是要买一台新的。Will you repair it or get a new one? 句子里的 or 是或还是的意思。它是一个对等连接词。顾名思义，对等连接词的前后要连接词性或时态都对等的内容。以 Taylor 的问句为例 ,Will you repair it or get a new one? Or 所连接的就是两个动词片语。我们再看其他的例子。Is your new computer cheap or expensive? 你的新电脑便宜还是贵？这里的 or 连接的就是两个形容词。再看一句 ,You can play basketball or baseball. 你可以打篮球或是棒球。Or 所连接的是两个名词。也可以连接两个动词。No one knows if he stayed home or went out last night. 没有人知道他昨晚待在家里还是出去了。这里的 or 连接是两个动词片语。而且时态一致都是过去式。以上是对等连接词在使用时最基本的对等原则。
Thanks, Christina. I think we all want to know, will Linda repair her laptop or get a new one? But before we find out more about this, let's talk about the word repair.
Okay, well, if something breaks, you should try and repair it. You should fix it. For example,If I break my TV, you should call someone to repair it.
Right. When my TV broke, I called someone and they fixed it.
Well, that's great. Friends, if your computer isn't working, repair it. Or if your phone breaks, repair it. Or if something breaks in your car that is broken, you want to make sure you repair that too.
Well, when my computer breaks, I usually get my brother. He is good at repairing computers. And if he can't do it, then I will take it to a repair shop where they repair computers.
That's a great idea. Friends, if you break something, make sure you repair it. All right, well, we find out that Linda wants to get a new laptop. But actually, she would rather get a desktop computer.Taylor wants to know why. Why would she want a desktop computer instead of a laptop?
Well, her laptop's battery didn't last very long. I think she was frustrated with that. Desktop computers always have power.
That's true. Power is very important. We need power to use our smartphones.
We need power to use electricity.Or, actually, power is electricity. Without it, it would be really hard to live, right?
Yes, it would be. Well, desktop computers always have power, as long as it's plugged in. I think Linda's choice is a good one.
Well, I'm sure she'll be very happy with her decision.
Hey, Peter, you have a desktop computer, right? How long have you had it for?
I've had it for 3 years.
Wow, 3 years. Well, I have one at home, too. I've had mine for about 5 years, but I know it will last me many more years.
That's right. They last a long time. Well, friends, we are actually out of time, and it's time for us to review. Let's take a look at those keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Tablet. Tablet. Tablets are larger than smartphones.
Computer. Computer. Owen uses a computer at work every day.
Laptop. Laptop. Laptops are smaller than computers.
Repair. Repair. My toy broke. Can you repair it?
Power. Power. My smartphone needs more power. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Now, let's go over our conversation one more time.
I love my tablet. James, do you own a tablet?
No, I don't need one. I just use my smartphone.
But smartphones aren't big enough for some things.
True, but then I use my computer.
But I can carry my tablet with me.
You could get a laptop instead of a tablet.
Both of them could fit into my bag.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm a little upset.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
My laptop broke this morning.
Oh, dear. Will you repair it or get a new one?
I want a new one, but I actually want a desktop computer.
Why?
Well, my laptop's battery didn't last very long, and desktop computers always have power.
Well, I have an idea. Let's practice making sentences using certain words. We can practice together.
Where did you get that picture?
I'm not telling you. It's my photo.
Okay, well, let's get practicing English then.
All right, so today we're going to use the words either, or, neither, nor, and both.
Wow, well, those are a lot of words. Let's practice a few sentences. Marie can buy either a laptop or a tablet.
Great sentence, Peter. And you also used the word or too. Okay. Can you make a sentence using the word neither?
Sure. Marie owns neither a tablet nor a laptop.
Marie owns neither a tablet nor a laptop. Great sentence. And it might be true.
Okay, now it's your turn. Use the word both in a sentence.
Okay, well, both desktop computers and laptops have keyboards.
Perfect. Very good job. Well, friends, we hope this practice was helpful for you. But now it's time for both of us to watch Jungle Chit Chat.
Hey, what are you thinking about, James?
I'm thinking about buying a new tablet.
Ooh, good idea.
Or buying a new laptop instead.
Well, both are nice.
Which one would fit in my bag?
Either of them.
So which one should I buy?
a new tablet or a new laptop?
Buy a new bag.
A new bag?
Yeah, buy a bigger bag. Then you can buy both.
Buy a tablet and a laptop. Good idea.
Do you have enough money?
No.
Bad idea.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about computers. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. Tabitha Lett.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Tabitha. Thanks for being on our show.
Oh, sure. Please, call me Tab.
All right. Tab. Well, Tab, I have a question today from Josiah Chang of Staten Island, New York. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to.
Wonderful. Josiah writes, I just bought a new tablet computer. I love it. It's so useful. But I am wondering, why are these computers called tablets? Where does that name come from?
Wow, what a great question, Josiah. Thanks for asking it. I have a tablet computer as well. I love it.
Yes, tablet computers are very convenient. They are light, so you can carry them easily.
Yes, and you do many things on them.
So, Tab, why are these computers called tablets?
Well, actually, hundreds of years ago, the word tablet didn't mean computer.
That's right. Back then, a tablet was a flat piece of stone, clay, or wood. People wrote on it.
Yes. So several years ago, when inventors created these flat computers, they thought a good name for them would be tablet computers.
Oh, I get it. Because they are flat and people can write on them.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's so interesting. Thanks for answering our question today, Tab. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, we should all take really good care of our things. Things like our computers, our smartphones, and laptops. So, Peter, I have a question for you. How can we take care of these things?
Well, I really like a clean screen. I actually clean it quite often, maybe once a week. But you should keep liquids away from your technology, such as the computer. What if it spills on your keyboard?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good. Also, it's important to not to drop your things. We don't want anything to break.
That's right. Well, friends, keep your stuff safe, and we hope you enjoyed today's show. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.